up, y'all? It's the Culture Shock. We are back.
Oh, we are back like cook crack.
It's Phoenix.
It's Licks.
It's Crystal, and I've got 2 weeks of shit in my head that I'm like, oh my God, really?
Yeah, we've been on a two-week hiatus, bro.
You've been partying, Crystal.
I've not been partying.
We usually would say one monkey don't stop no show, but you know what? You did that.
I did that.
You did that.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I wasn't partying, dude. Dude, I've been fucking... I had a house guest last week who was not of an appropriate age to be listening to this show. And not that aside, we weren't even here 90% of the time. We were doing shit with her. And now my daughter is at her house in...
So, yeah, we got 2 weeks of shit work to cover, and it's most of it...
I forgot a lot of shit.
I know, right?
I didn't even prep this show. I've got three things that have been in my head, and it's like I have no room for anything else because those three things are so fucking huge.
Okay, so like the one thing I want to start with, we can start with this because I personally believe that this will be the quickest one we can get through. So I saw this tweet, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But it said, "I can't believe coronavirus blew a 28-3 lead to racism."
I didn't see that.
That was so on point. That was so on point.
That's a football reference for those of y'all who don't get it. When the Atlanta Falcons blew a 28-3 lead to the Patriots.
That was shitty as hell. But it's basketball too. When you see the Cavs coming from down 3-1.
But yeah, so coronavirus, which had been dominating our show since we started,
took a motherfucking backseat.
Right.
They were driving. They were out running the fucking cops, and now they're in the backseat. Nope, I'm not driving. No more.
Yeah, I on one hand, I think this is mainly because people were just sick and tired of being in the house, needed any excuse to get out.
Right.
But I still see most of the protests, people are wearing masks. So like, obviously,
that,
you know, it
that
hasn't
was the thing.
Gone
that was the
away.
Thing. That was the thing. That was the thing. I was like, yo, the 6 feet rule might not be attached to this stuff. But the mask is in full effect. Listen, I barely seen anybody in any protests or any pictures on Facebook without a mask. All
right.
So that was probably the goodest part out of the whole situation. You know.
Okay, you did not just say goodest part.
Yes, but if it ain't a word, it's gonna be a word today. I keep telling you, I make up my own shit, Crystal. Do not hate on me. Okay. Do not hate. Hate do not look good on you. Okay. Not be a hater.
Let my slang go. That was the goodest
thing.
Well,
that was in that whole situation.
I'm an English language enthusiast.
Goodiest. It's all gonna be in my dictionary in the next 5 years. I'm telling you.
Well, you are like my bestest friend right now.
Bestest is up there. It's up there. We don't say specific. We say Pacific. It's for Pacific reason.
No. Don't do that. My mother does that. It makes me freaking crazy.
I'm curious now, like, where coronavirus stands, at least in our state. Like, we started reopening a lot of things. We're still limiting capacity.
I always have one of these within arm's reach.
Yeah, it's not that people not aware or it's really took a backseat because it didn't. This is just something that's been brewing in the pot for years and years and hundreds of years. That's all this is. But the corona thing has not. Listen, when you go out to these stores, you still see the long lines. Limiting people in, the mask on. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, I couldn't go in Nautica without my mask on. The second time I went to Nautica, I made sure I had my mask on.
Right.
So at the end of the day, they are taking precaution to make sure that people have that situation.
They absolutely are.
And believe it or not, we're like one of the top states to have a low, you know, it's low since we did the stay home situation.
And now he's opening it back up. Bam!
Yeah. But I mean, no, but it's still low. It's not like super high like it could be, like if really people didn't go by the rules.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing. And I feel like at the end of the day, it's not gonna take a back seat at all. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna
let itself take a back seat. Right.
Yeah. I just recently saw Dr. Fauci. He was saying how we're looking at spikes in certain places.
Oh, hell yeah.
That second wave is inevitable. So
it's gonna fucking happen.
Yeah.
If it happens the way they say it's gonna happen, then at the end of the day, I feel Ohio will still have a low rate because we participated in it.
I agree. As far as the mass situation.
Now, I can't speak for everybody that want to get out and just be out in the open. You know what I'm saying? The message, I feel like that's the deadliest way to get this whole situation is by breathing in. So with the whole mass situation, I feel like Ohio will have the lowest spike.
I feel like we've handled it very responsibly.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, we handled it. Like even though we had that major situation, I feel like it's still a situation to where everybody has partook in. Yes, I said it.
I did not say a fucking thing.
Listen, I said partook it
because
I
know you called yourself out.
Listen, but hold up, Crystal. When I said it, your face turned instantly red.
Is her face red or not,
Phoebe? It's now just getting back to its regular color. But she got mad when I said that. Yes, I know. I know what I was talking. I know.
Oh my god.
I forgot what I was gonna fucking say. Cause I'm like, really? The fuck? Oh my god.
Look, she getting red. Look, she ran.
I can't.
What the fuck?
Real talk is that we have handled this situation very, very firmly.
Much better than I've seen in like other states.
And Phoenix, you were so mad about Ohioans doing the wrong thing, and we've been doing it right. We just don't listen to you.
Who's our governor? Mike DeWine. I don't really have a problem with DeWine. I mean, he's a Republican. He's probably an asshole. No doubt about it.
It's not every Republican.
Yeah, but like he really took control of this situation, put us in front of it. You gotta give him credit for that. Like,
I give him tons of credit. Yeah. My question is this though. All right. So I know somebody who was in New York. I know somebody, not me, because I certainly would not have. But I heard from that person that even in New York, you can't even go in and eat at a restaurant, which is cool. But this person that I know, very good friend of mine, I've heard from them, they had to go in and order Arby's and then go out and eat it at their cars because you cannot eat in a restaurant anywhere in New York. And which is cool. I think that's very intelligent. I think that's smart. I think that is keeping the bull by its horns. You know?
It's a few spots like that.
New York was fucked up, but you know what? They have, you know, I mean, I heard that they were fucked up. I certainly wasn't there.
New York, I mean, like when you got people literally living on top of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Like New York was, I felt bad for that city.
Rhode Island, they can't go to restaurants either yet. You know, that's not open. But what scares me, guys, is that, you know, our fearless leader, Mike DeWine, and his trusty sidekick, Dr. Amy Acton, were so on top of and in front of everything so quickly that we did great things for the spike, as they call it, And they flattened the curve.
Yeah.
But now, guess what? Everything is fucking open again. And
yeah,
I go into an Aldi. Yeah, they monitor the amount of people, but the second that next person gets allowed in, they fucking bum rush me to get to the goddamn asparagus.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's the that's the only thing about reopening that I wasn't really a fan of is like we're like, you know, you can't count on people being responsible when it comes to social distancing, when it comes to wearing a mask.
But
like yesterday I was out and I had forgotten my mask at home and I was like, fuck. Like, I feel like people looking at me like,
you feel like an asshole.
You feel like an asshole.
Yes. Because, exactly.
Oh, I'm the biggest asshole in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be walking down, you know, Target out, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll cough on you if you say something.
I'll beat your ass.
John and I are big ass hats because last night we went to Mally's Chocolates, which is like an ice cream place. I don't know if they have it out in out near you or not.
It's one down the street from the school.
Not Rally's, Mally's.
Mally's.
We heard you. We know Mally's.
I thought you said Rally's. I'm sorry. Jesus.
Y'all ain't got a Rally's? Oh, who's coughing? You cough? Are you coughing?
I have COVID.
Oh, hell no. Oh no. I wouldn't need no more. Call me back later. No.
You get really close to your monitors, okay? Ready? No. Yeah, no. So now we went to Mally's. All right, Daniel, back to my story. Neither one of us thought to bring our fucking masks. Neither John nor I. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a fucking asshole, right? So I'm a big old ass hat. I'm this big old fucking ass hat sitting in the middle of Mally's eating Sundays. And, you know, we're socially distancing. But let me tell you something. They did great social distancing there. You could not sit within 8 feet of another table. And the servers and the cashiers, they all had masks on and they wore gloves and blah, blah, blah. And speaking of which, you had to social distance there. We went to, on my friend's way back from New York, they stopped at a restaurant called The Lobster Pot, which is in Willoughby Hills. Have you heard of that?
Of course not.
Of course, it's a seafood place. Anyway, so it's a good seafood place. They get all that stuff from Eucalyptus. It's really, really, really good. So my friends really, really like this place. And they went there when they got back from New York, my friends did. And they have plexiglass between the booths, but there is a space under each plexiglass panel that's this big. So between you and the people directly behind you, there's no fucking protection. Mm. None.
Yeah, that to me is like the biggest issue is like I don't have a problem with like reopening, but as long as you put the safety protocols in place.
Don't snip the tip off the condom.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, don't snip the tip off the condom.
Right. Okay.
I'm just saying, but that's like when guys, the people wearing masks just over their mouths, just over
personal,
their nose.
No, story that, for you, that, Crystal. Like, no, is that how John got you, motherfucker?
No. Condos. What the fuck is that? Complete immaculate conception. So,
the following commercials are not intended for buying purposes. We can't stress this enough. Please do not look this shit up. Do not try to buy this. Do not try to create this because we've already created it. So don't be an asshole. You've been warned.
This is an important alert. The Okuchi Coup is attacking. That means the weather is getting warmer and butts are sticking out from shorts and skirts that are too short. The Okuchi Coup is again attacking and will not rest until it has pinched all the butts in the area. It has been attacking from Memphis to Madison. Any butt sticking out is in jeopardy. Protect yourself now from the Okuchi Coup by dressing modestly and carrying pepper spray. If you are pinched, contact your local sheriff's office as soon as possible so that they can enjoy the laugh too. Again, the Okuchi Coup is attacking. Protect yourself now. This has been a public service announcement. College schmollage. So your change of plans turned out to be not quite as profitable as your degree would have been. Now you've got two kids, a lovely home in the suburbs, and a 15-year gap between the closest crayon box and your last class. But you're a mom, remember? You give great advice. Now it's time to take your own. Go back to school. Go to school. Seriously. Go back to school.org. That's go back to school.org.
You're listening to the best damn trash talking podcast on the entire internet. It's the Culture Shock. Stay tuned for more.
One of my most exciting things, I guess you could say, is that in a few days, movie theaters will officially reopen. And yeah. Like that's the one that most people are really, really concerned about because
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Movie theaters, you know, you're talking about a lot of transfer of human contact in that environment because you're talking about, you know, especially the concession stand and movie theaters need concession. Like that saves their entire business. So like
Go ahead.
Yeah, it'd be one thing to open and have people come in and go see movies and all. That's cool. But if you're not selling anything in concession, movie theaters are likely to lose a lot of money during this time. They've already lost about $2 billion.
Exactly.
One thing for sure, two things for certain people are not going to stop going to the movies, especially if they're not releasing movies to you at home. You know what I'm saying? I was ready to see the Black Widow movie. I was ready. I was geared up. It was a lot of movies I was ready to come out and see. The only thing that I want to see that came out to your home that was that's really, really a new movie is the new Ice Cube movie. So I'm definitely going to check that out. I don't know what it's playing on, but we probably got to pay for it or whatever. If they don't start doing that, then yeah, they're going to suffer a big blow.
Yeah.
What I think they're going to do, because people like you, Phoenix, are definitely one of those guys that love to go to the movies and sit and experience the theater. What they're going to do is limit tickets per screen, per screening, per, right. You know what I'm saying, per spot or whatever, per room. But at the end of the day, like you say, that's the most,
I think,
dreadful, I think, most worried situation when you got the theaters or you got the bowling alleys.
I would not
go bowling right now.
The rock climbing facility. It's all about sanitation and being clean. But like I say, it's all about the individual to be responsible of themselves too.
Right.
It's also on them. So
absolutely agree.
It's really a 50-50 thing. Like as we see here, you guys. Y'all argue the assholes, and I feel it. At some points, I am an asshole. You know what I'm saying? But in a lot of ways, I'm like, yeah, I don't say nothing because I'll be on your side because I'll be like, yeah, I do that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong. Sanitizing when you go in the stove, put your mask on, sanitize as soon as you go in the stove, whatever, being careful, making sure you take your 6 feet or whatever the case may be. I'm all for it. I do it. But my whole thing is I've never stopped doing it. I never stopped going out once this corona shit hit. We all about the people that's not being so caring about the next man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like we've been saying, Ohio handled it well. I think we're going to handle this situation, this next spike or whatever. I think we're going to be that state that really fights this shit.
We're gonna be the leaders in this.
I sincerely hope so. Cleveland Clinic gonna get involved in a minute.
I love that you brought up Cleveland Clinic because like most people don't realize that Cleveland Clinic is literally one of the top three hospitals.
It's number one in heart procedures, number one in heart procedures, number two overall in the world.
Yeah, but like I feel like if we have a spike, we're in pretty much good hands.
Good hands.
Yeah, and as long as we're together. But I think when it comes to the movie theaters, like the movie theaters, max. I mean, depending on like which one you go to, but like your average movie theater has about 8 auditoriums.
Yeah.
So, like, what I think they might do is, like, they'll limit the number of films. So, it'll be, like, 3 films that are out. And yeah, then they'll have, like, two or three theaters designated for that film. So that you can, so that you won't be all up in one place.
Right.
So they can maximize the move, the most popular or most anticipated movies.
Agreed.
The profits. That's smart. I like how. But see, and then too, people, but they better get hit with this streaming thing. They better get hit. Just like,
I've been streaming this whole time. Like, it's cool, but give me a theater.
Not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you, because I like taking my son to the theater.
Right. Exactly. You know, but what are they going to do about the teenagers who are watching movies and they're in the back row, huh? How do you social distance teenagers? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that actually is an interesting question. Like, when
people go in groups. I'm seriously thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, when people go in groups or, like, dates or something like that.
I don't go to the movies by myself.
You know what?
All the time.
I know you do, but you're... But you're a rare breed, though, Phoenix. You know, you go to actually enjoy every aspect of a movie. And I'm like, I go with Gracie. And, you know, I'm not going to socially distance from my 11-year-old. No, thank you. She sits on my lap when it's scary. We hold hands. We share the same popcorn. I'm like, lick the popcorn. Here, you take some, you know. Because stick to your tongue, you know, but.
We're not that close. Me and my kids, we're close, but we're not that close.
Right. I think if anything, concession will make money just on people being like, oh no, you get your own shit.
Can I tell you? I bring my own. My friend brings her own concessions to the theater. My friend's got a really cool purse. It's like got a little hidden pocket in the bottom. She was telling me that she's trying to figure out how to make it a big bottom compartment so she can bring popcorn, because that would be fucking epic. But you know.
Did not just say I didn't say what you thought I said. I know I didn't say it because I was there when I said it.
Culture shock. It's Chris. It's Crystal. It's Phoenix. We'll give you the news like you've never heard it before.
I missed this.
I don't know. Even I caught this.
Like, Twitter was lit.
This was Black Twitter?
This was all Twitter.
Culture Shock. Every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts, shock your system.
Get your perspective on it, because I had a similar situation. That's the craziest shit. Yeah, I had a similar situation like that with a coworker of mine. Like many of my white coworkers are, you know, pretty much like the basic thing I think you can do as a white person at this point in time is just to show solidarity. You know what I'm saying? Just to be like, look, you know, obviously, you know, Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Like that's literally the smallest thing you could do. And that to me is good enough. You know what I'm saying? Just to be like, look, you know, this was wrong. This guy did not need to suffer the way he did, and this was wrong. And one of my coworkers, you know, she changed her profile picture on Facebook, I think, you know, just to put the words Black Lives Matter on her picture. And one of my other coworkers got a little iffy about it. You know, he got a little up in arms about it. And I started a conversation with several other coworkers, and I was like, you know, it's weird because his whole thing was, he's like, you know, just say all lives matter, yada, yada. And I was like, okay, the problem with that is the only thing that you're complaining about at this point is semantics. Like, that's it. All you're complaining about is semantics. You're just mad that you're being left out of a movement. That's all you're mad about. And in truth, you're not. Like, we appreciate your allyship. We appreciate any help that you can give to this movement, any awareness you can spread. All of it is tremendously helpful. But, like, my whole argument against the whole Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter argument, which has always pissed me off, is when you say All Lives Matter, you realize that you are saying then that Black Lives Matter. That's what you are saying. Because if, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when he said that, my coworker said that, I was like, that was the only thing y'all needed to say was, okay, thank you. We appreciate that you believe that Black Lives Matter. Because, and in truth, the reality is, the only reason that Black Lives Matter became a movement is because for the longest time, at least in the eyes of the law, in the eyes of the criminal justice system,
still,
they didn't.
It's a difference. It's a difference between a person that just that don't want to know nothing and a person that want to learn something.
And that yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That is the biggest difference, is that there are people who don't want to know stuff, right, and there are people who are willing to learn. Right. And that's the issue with the slogan, is that the people who don't want to know stuff, they're just taking the semantics of it, exactly, to make it seem like they somehow added like this.
I support it all. I support everything. I'm one of you too. The
people who are against it, though, they've added like this invisible parentheses that's like you know what I'm saying, that sends like only Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. And like, that's literally not what we're saying.
Unwilling
to learn, because they're not gonna learn that lesson.
When you listen to me talk, when you listen, if anybody listens to our guys, or they listen to the Culture Shock, they always hear me talk about humanity. I'm a human first before I'm black.
Absolutely.
Before Crystal's white.
Absolutely.
We're human. Bleed the same. We breathe the same. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, what makes you better than me when we need the same things to exist?
Exactly. Not a motherfucking thing.
So at the end of the day, like, okay, so what's the problem? What's the problem with you seeing humanity first instead of seeing white and black?
And you know what? And I think that's the beautiful thing about this particular moment, is that, like, it's great. I mean, it's awful that George Floyd is obviously no longer with us.
Yes,
but like,
man, it's tragic.
Like, I guess you could say the silver lining is that it was captured on video. We got the person who did it.
Exactly.
And then it shows, even if you didn't care about this issue before, despite everything, Sandra Bland, despite Tamir Rice, Michael Brown, Orlando Castile, like, if this one in particular, it was just like,
this one hurt.
We're awakened to the humanity of it. And that to me was like, that's why that's why you see all 50 states protesting.
And being all the way real, it was a lot of stuff that didn't show. Like, the media is so fucking shitty, man.
The media
we about to start getting out there and just getting shit, man. But some of the shit that they didn't show was like, even though y'all out there, y'all full riot gear, motherfuckers still brung y'all. It's hot out here. Here, go some waters. We ain't out here to fight y'all motherfuckers. We out here to let y'all motherfuckers know, like, if we, listen, it's five to one out here. If we rush y'all motherfuckers, do you know how much damage we can cause?
Oh, hells yeah.
Understand, people, we want you to hear that at the end of the day, when it becomes, Black Lives Matter is huge. All Lives Matter is the hugest, if you're looking at it that way. And it's a lot of small-minded motherfuckers out here in this world. So it's not just, when you say you had a problem with the coworker in Phoenix, Black Lives Matter bothered that person because they're not of that, like, they can't understand. Crystal here wants to understand. It's a difference between the situations.
White lives have always mattered because white people have made them matter.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's all we're trying to do is be like,
that's all people of color want is fucking equality and equal playing field. And I can't say that I get that because I'm white. But I'm a woman. I can say it on that level.
Right.
You know?
On a lot of levels.
Right.
On a lot of levels, being a woman, you can say that, like...
I definitely want to come back to this point that you made about the media. Like, so at the beginning of you know, the George Floyd protest, there were riots. Pretty much violent riots.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
And their coverage of that, I think, was just the most shameful shit I've ever seen in my life.
Like, man.
I get it. Rioting, looting, those things are technically bad, right? Technically bad. But at the same point in time, I'm like, bro, if you have covered Michael Brown, Philando Castile, Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, all of these over and over and over and over and over again. And in this week, in the week that George Floyd was murdered, we learned about, we had the video of Ahmaud Arbery. And then a few days later, we learned of Breonna Taylor's murder. Like, if
you now have it's all of that coming out.
Right. If you have all of that information and
why
you decide,
is it not out?
And you decide to bitch and moan about riots, about fucking looting and vandalism. Really? That's your angle? That's what you're most concerned about? Not the sheer fact that over like at least in the past decade, you have seen
stories of
black people being murdered, unarmed black people being murdered at the hands of police, and you want to be fucking concerned because Target's losing some fucking money? Are you fucking kidding me?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, that's what makes me so like trapped feeling, because what am I gonna do? What can I do?
You know what?
I'm sure this is something that has come up in your either friends or family circle. What is the conversation around race and policing been like for you during this time?
I had a conversation with somebody very close to me, and you take that however you want, very close to me, who repeated the ludicrous comments that I had referred to earlier. And I said to this person who is very close to me, really? And what happened? What exactly happened? And they couldn't tell. I don't know. They just read it online. And I'm like, and I said to this person who is very close to me, read that how you will, what are you fucking talking about? You don't even know what you're fucking talking about. Because you don't know. You're parroting somebody else. You are repeating, you are being this person's parrot, and this person doesn't know what they're fucking talking about. So, I love you, but shut up, because you don't spread that shit when you don't know what the fuck is going on. And it's very hard for me to be that close to people who subscribe and copy and pass along nonsense simply because they won't educate themselves.
That to me has always been, I think, the biggest issue between races is the lack of information and the lack of wanting to change.
Right. Yes. I mean,
listen, if you don't want to experience shit, stay under a rock.
Wateries, the newest technology designed to specifically help you water your Christmas tree without ruining your knees, your back, or your floor by spilling the water. Simply add water to the jug at the top, pull the trigger, and watch the water flow down seamlessly into the base of your tree waterer, keeping your tree healthy and fresh all season long. Wateries, available at fine retailers. Wateries, good for trees other than Christmas trees as well, so try it outside. Wateries, get yours this season while they are still in stock. Wateries. Are things getting a little boring or bland in the bedroom? Have you become bashful with your boo? Maybe it's time for a boost for your beloved with Bittersweet Treats. Bittersweet Treats is your new partner in crime. When it's your time to shine, don't cover your behind. Blow his mind. Bittersweet Treats is available online and has many designs to update your love life. Visit us at bittersweettreats.com to get your new adventurous apparel. Spice things up with Bittersweet Treats. Blow his mind.
You're listening to the best damn trash talking podcast on the entire internet. It's the Culture Shock. Stay tuned for more.
I don't disagree with you at all.
Listen. I'm going to play slight devil's advocate here.
Not real.
We asked the police to do way too goddamn much. In terms of their jobs, like if their job was simply just, and I mean just, solving crimes, going after criminals, arresting them, locking them up, that was just their job. That's dangerous enough. But we also asked them to take care of, we put them in charge of the homeless. We put them in charge of the mentally disabled. We put them in charge of the elderly. Like, we put all of these burdens on police officers that they are not trained to deal with. I'm just saying. In most cities, most states, the police budget is incredible. Is way too high. The police's budget is like 80% of a state's budget. And the problem with that is because you have police getting sent all this money for military equipment and all of this stuff. What are you not sending money to? You're not sending money to schools. You're not sending money for infrastructure. You're not sending money into healthcare. And because of that, all of these systems are weakened. And then what do? We just throw all those problems to the police. That creates a system. So you throw all these problems to the police. They're not trained or equipped in them. And we've given them money just to be more aggressive.
Aggressive, yes.
What happens? They take these problems on that they're not trained for, and they don't do well with them. So like in that instance, and that's the only instance I will defend, you know, policing, is that they have entirely too many responsibilities that they are not trained for. And that is something that definitely needs to be fixed. And I don't know if y'all heard, but the new mantra going around through these Black Lives Matter protests is defund the police. And what a lot of people don't understand what that one is, defund the police isn't saying, you know, kill all police departments. That's not what they're saying. What they are saying is limit the amount of money that each state gives to their police department.
Exactly.
They take up entirely too much of our budget, and those things could go to other projects. That is what defund the police is, and that is something that I think everybody should get behind.
But this is what I'm saying. Like you said, the budget is extremely high, and training for mental state of mind or mental health or what to look for is absolutely something, because if you see it now, back then, Phoenix, when we were kids, that was rare. Now as grown-ups, we see it. Like I have one. I have a cousin that's almost 60. That's, you know, I didn't know until it became a spectrum what he actually had. You know what I'm saying? I just thought this dude was just I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what was wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for it to happen to me, and it's like we learn it on the fly, like for instance, Phoenix, you have to work with people, period. Mm-hmm. So dealing with something like that, you're not ready for it. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be ready for it and be able to understand what you're going through in order for you to keep your job. Because if you blow up on a situation and then you find out that this kid was, or this person was mentally, you know, unstable, right, you lose your job. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that it might be tight in the budget, but it's a must do because that's society now. You know what I'm saying? And that's just something that's a must do.
We need to restructure how we do policing.
Bruh, do you hear me? Do you hear me saying Phoenix for whatever the fuck seat he want to sit in? Do you hear me? Do you hear me screaming this, bruh? Listen, I do not go against what you're saying. I definitely. You put it better than me and Murdy. It just, you know, but I definitely feel what you're actually saying. Like, you know, it needs to be done better. And at the end of the day, we need to watch how we do it. You know what I mean? Because if we don't do it the right way, it blows up in our face.
Yeah. And I think that's what.
And history shows
that,
it.
That's the end all be all of this, is to get a different way of doing policing. So like, definitely taking mental health illness out of the police hands, teen truancy, which I don't think is something the police should be dealing with. That's just ridiculous.
I'm straight about hitting them in the pockets.
Well, that's what causes change, monetary change.
Yeah.
And that's like, what people respond to.
You take money out of their pocket.
And that's why I think it's interesting. You're seeing a lot of companies come out and be like, no, Black Lives Matter. We support it 100% because they do not want, like, that's
exactly.
The one thing black people have to understand. many of these companies do not survive without our dollar, okay? Right. They don't survive without our dollar. So
exactly.
If we were to say, because I know, I don't know if y'all are on Twitter that much, but there's a hashtag going around called Blackout Tuesdays.
Yes. And
what it is that every Tuesday, Black people do not spend money anywhere. Because that idea, at least not in anywhere that's not a Black-owned place or something like that, that idea will force a lot of change.
Yes, it will. That is exactly
T-shirt I got. It's Black-owned. I've been definitely Black-owned shopping a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I still have my favorite little stores or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's all about. I feel like this. There's nothing the white community have that the Black community don't have. We have everything. Listen, we have scholars. We have people that can teach. We have people that's willing to learn. We have people with companies that can flourish. You know what I'm saying? Within our community, within the Black community. And we also have, we also display certain things that will bring, that would definitely take away from the white community that would make them want to come over here and say, we got to do business with these guys. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you still can't do no business without, you still got to hire white people to do business with. You know what I'm saying? Certain aspects. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why I think it's a very powerful movement to say, like, just one day out of the week, we just going to do us. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I appreciate that. I think that's a really great movement.
Yeah.
Because that's what causes change. Hit whoever you are trying to change. There are two things that will change attitudes and behaviors, and one of them is money.
Yeah. Money will make you switch up real quick.
Money will make you fucking exactly.
Listen. Money made them open up the country and say fuck Corona.
In light news, sports are starting to return.
Fuck the NBA. Okay, I'm gonna just say that.
I was gonna say different leagues are finding different ways to come back and, you know what I'm saying, and restart their seasons.
Baseball.
Now that coronavirus is over, baseball has shortened their season like in half. They're now doing a 76 game season, and I bet every person who plays baseball is thrilled. Like, are you kidding me? We don't have to play 186 games a year. Thank God.
That's like 2/3 of the season gone. They happy.
Right.
Yeah, they're thrilled to pieces. Yeah. So, baseball's returning with 76 games. The NHL.
I'm not gonna cap. I'm thinking about canceling my Cav tickets, man. Because I don't think I'm gonna.
I mean, the Cavs are eliminated from. They're restarting the season without. Using 22 teams. Yeah.
My tickets ain't for till next season, Jack.
Oh.
I don't think it's going to be happening. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to a game next season.
Oh, man.
That shit is real.
We're going to be all right.
Bruh, you know where my seat's at? My seat is right by the tunnel where they come out at. Ooh. Right there. Right fucking there, dude.
Wow.
We gonna have a squad next season. We gonna have a nice little squad next season.
But can I go see him? That's the question. What benefits are they gonna give me for this Corona shit? That's what I'm saying.
Probably nothing.
And they gonna keep taking my money. They got me fucked.
And bring your own snacks.
Hell no.
There will be no beer wench this season.
Right. So.
Chris is out.
Now the only sport that is facing a lot of questions right now is the NFL, because they want to restart their They want to be able to actually have a season next year. But also they're facing one major issue, which is due to the police brutality that we've seen for George Floyd and the response to the protests. Kaepernick is looking very much right at this point, and they are looking like very much wrong.
He's looking like Superman right now.
Yeah. And they have to deal with the fact that they're gonna have to
dine on their own dosage.
So my thing with the NFL is that they can start on fucking time. Want to know why? Because everybody's gonna watch fucking football, dude.
Oh man, listen, look.
Everybody's gonna watch.
Look,
listen.
You can bring hockey back, soccer back, basketball. It will not take up as much of people's times as football.
Football
will dominate.
Listen.
Love football.
If everybody's smart at this point in time, you talking about streams. If you make it possible to where you can stream if you can stream this shit.
Do it again. Do it again.
No. No. I won't, because you're a fucking pervert.
Well, I stutter stuff too.
No, you're fine.
A little bit too. But if they figure out a way to get the stream revenue, everybody will be in tune with football. No one's going to
watch football.
Like you said, the whole thing about brutality, all that, it's got to happen in order for the views to happen.
Right.
Now, as far as the crowd, it's 52 dudes on one side, it's 52 dudes on the other side. You got people in the press boxes calling plays, this and that, and the third. You got the owners. Therefore, you got at least 1,000 motherfuckers watching y'all playing y'all stadium. So goddamn what, everybody watching y'all on TV.
Yeah, I think you could restart football with fans in the audience, but like obviously limited. Like obviously limited.
The money is in the streams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They can social distance the tickets. Sell as many tickets as you want to, and you know,
and then you stream it.
People, and you stream the rest. Who's Double. Not going to be in tune? Exactly. And if they do it correct with everything, with the social injustice, if they do it correct, Phoenix, if they do it correct, man, do you know that would be the biggest fucking sports stream ever in life?
Listen, my God.
Listen. Yeah. No Ooh. One wants to compete with the National Fucking Football League, okay?
They can't.
The NFL dominates, okay? They dominate everything.
Absolutely.
Like, look, I love football. I'm not going to lie. Like, basketball is personally my favorite sport.
Yeah.
We got one of the worst teams in the league. I still watch.
Oh my god! We got one of the worst teams in the league, and we're still some of the most faithful fans in the world. And on top of that, we tune in every Sunday.
I want to watch a Buccaneers game every when Sunday, passes out from the fucking heat. Sorry.
I want to see it just to watch her like shit on the Buccaneers all season long. It's gonna be the best thing ever.
Oh my god! Oh, listen, I swear to God, we're gonna select a few podcasts for these NFL games, man. Because I would love for you to talk about Tom Brady, why Tom Brady is on the TV. I would love for you to, you know, talk shit about him. Why, you know?
I won't talk shit about him. He's a fantastic fucking quarterback.
I would be pissed if Tampa Bay goes all the way because of Tom Brady. I honestly believe that the Patriots will return
to
either definitely to the playoffs, But I think they stand a good chance to return to the Super Bowl as well.
I hope
because
so.
Personally, I believe of the combo between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I believe Bill Belichick is the better of the two.
Yeah, we're about to see.
All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here. It's been the Culture Shock.
Culture Shock.
We will see y'all next week.
Yes, we will.
It's been Phoenix.
It's been Licks.
And it's been the crazy white chick, Crystal.
We'll see y'all next time.
Over and out.
Peace.
Peace out, fuckers.